Welcome back to Your Daily Dose. It's me, Nick. Bob and I don't play board games with each other nearly enough, especially ones involving words. On this episode, we talk about what it would be like to play a game called, let me check how to pronounce this here, Scrabble. I think that's how you say it. I am good at words. Enjoy.
Oh, let's do that.
Yeah. Are you good? Are you good at Scrabble?
I don't know.
I'm pretty good at it.
I mean, I think I was good at words with friends.
Yeah, I stopped doing that. Why did I stop doing that? Oh, because all my friends were looking stuff up.
Oh, really?
I'm like, oh, yeah, you knew that XUX was a word. You're a liar. But you can't say that with words with friends because it's word with friends. If it was words with douchebags, you could be like telling them the truth about what you think about
the
technique.
I mean, there are definitely, as you play, you get to know a lot more of the words,
yeah,
right? Or at least the words you would use in a Scrabble type of environment.
Yes, yes. Well, and I go Scrabble rules, you know, no proper nouns.
Yeah, of course.
It has to be at least three letters. And does it? No, it doesn't.
Oh, no.
Have to. No, it doesn't have
to. Yeah, because XI is a good one that you could use if you can get a triple letter score and all that.
I agree with that one, yeah. And ix as well. Ix.
Is it?
Yeah, when there's more than one thing that you find icky, they're ix. You know, that thing is icky, but those things are ix.
That sounds made up.
It's not made up.
I'm going to look that up.
Oh, now you're going to be looking things up.
Oh, yeah.
Sure.
I don't trust
glad,
you.
Well, guess what? I'm glad you have to use your resources to check my veracity.
Challenge. I'm going to have a challenge flag.
That would be a good one, too, as well. Well, wait now. XI is what?
Oh, I don't know.
XI is psi, okay?
Yeah.
It's a Greek letter, isn't it? Isn't it XI?
Maybe. Sure.
I don't know. Okay, I'm assuming you
know
Greek
like
letters,
a Greek letter wouldn't be eligible because that seems like a... Right. Almost like a proper noun.
Yeah, because I was going to say, then why wouldn't IX be? Because that's a Greek number, right?
Roman, but that's fine if you get us mixed up. Gross.
I shouldn't get you mixed up. That's hilarious. It is Roman numerals.
I gotta go wash my hands.
Roman numerals, not Greek numerals. I don't even know what Greek numerals look like, but I know the three different kinds of Greek columns.
Yeah.
Okay.
Ionic.
Yep.
Santa Maria and Pentonics.
Come on now.
Which I think is an a cappella band.
Greek boy, you know these now. Come on. Ionic?
Yeah.
Come on.
Conundrum?
No.
Ionic. Colonic?
Now remember, Ionic
There's
had
the
little
colonic curly. And the high colonic.
Those are colons. Good. Not columns. Slightly different. Okay, so the one with the curly Q's on the outside, that's the Ionic one.
Okay.
Okay. The little two little curly Q's.
Sure.
Okay? The next, the simple one for the flat top is called Doric.
Oh, yeah.
And the one that has the leaves sprouting out of it and the floral kind of decoration, that's Corinthian. Ionic, Doric, and Corinthian.
Yeah, I mean, I basically said those things
in
my own way.
So much pentatonic.
In my own way.
Oh. Okay, so I pulled that Greek column quiz out of my hat because I was embarrassed about the Roman numeral gaffe I made earlier. Little did I know that for the first time in my life, I knew something Greek that Nick, the Greekest human being I know, did not. I'm not gloating here. I'm astounded. I know this is a rare moment, so I'm savoring it and studying up on Greek history. That does it for this dose, my friends. Thanks for listening.